Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we are looking at that text in 2 Timothy 1:6, where Paul tells Timothy to stir up the gift that is in him. Here's what it says: "Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands." We've talked quite a bit about this interesting admonition, this responsibility which is given to Timothy to stir up this spiritual gift, this spiritual capacity for ministry, this ability that God has given him to carry out his preaching and evangelistic and pastoral ministry that was given to him at his ordination service when Paul and others laid their hands on him and recognized God's call upon his life and his suitability and qualifications for ministry. And evidently, and Timothy right now is in the city of Ephesus, and he's carrying on a very significant and substantial ministry and overseeing the church in Ephesus. And evidently, he is getting weary in well-doing. He is wearing down. He's getting bogged down in the responsibilities and the discouragements of what he's doing. And so Paul says, it is up to you. It is your responsibility to stir up the gift of God which is in you. There are some things that we must do. But you say, Jesus said, it all depends upon him. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Well, that's true. Timothy can't stir up anything without God aiding him, helping him, enabling him. But God does that in such a way that he engages our participation, our activity. That's the part that people have difficulty understanding. And we need to understand that more clearly, and we'll come back to it in just a moment. But let me welcome you to this Wednesday, September 22, Beacon Broadcast. And let me express my deepest gratitude to those radio listeners who, in these difficult economic times, both for you and for us, no doubt, those of you who help us with the cost of maintaining this program on this and other stations are greatly needed and greatly appreciated. All right, stir up the gift of God that is in you. Now, it's evident that only God can create new birth, can create new life. The new birth is the work of God. But God does that in such a way that he enlists our cooperation. God births a person to life, but they exercise faith. Now, it's a faith that God creates within them. Salvation is by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But God doesn't create life within us and do it in such a way that there is no response on our part, no responsibility on our part. There is. When it comes to salvation, our response is faith. And faith is something that we exercise. God doesn't exercise faith for me. Now, God gives me the ability to exercise faith. If he doesn't do that, I'll never believe. I can't work up faith within me. It doesn't come from my nature, from my heart, out of my makeup, out of my Adamicness. It doesn't come out of that at all. If it's up to me, by myself, there will be no faith. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them. They're foolishness unto him. because they are spiritually discerned. So if it's all up to me, no faith, no understanding, no interest, no coming to Christ, none of that. But when God does a work in my life, He does it in such a way that He engages my response, my participation. He doesn't do it without me. I can't do it without Him, and I can't do it until He acts first. He's got to do some things for me to be able to participate, but when He does, He engages my participation. I exercise faith. And that's not a one-time exercise of faith. That's where it all begins. I believe unto justification, but I must continue to believe. I must continue to pursue. I must continue to grow in grace. I must continue to learn. I must continue to receive the engrafted word which is able to save my soul. I must continue to study the word of God. I must continue to pray. I must continue to do the things that God tells me to do. He engages my participation in all of these things. This is very close to the Bible doctrine of sanctification. That's not exactly what I'm talking about here in 2 Timothy 1:6, but let me explain sanctification again, and it will help you understand this text. Sanctification, as it pertains to our growing in grace, progressive sanctification, requires our effort. It requires our participation. Pursue holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. It's our responsibility to pursue after holiness. That takes effort. That takes work. That takes energy. That takes determination. That takes commitment. That takes our doing something. When Jesus said, without me you can do nothing, He wasn't saying, you do nothing, I'll do it all. He was saying, without me you can do nothing, but with me you can do much, and you must do much. I have designed all of this in such a way that you must work. You must be involved. You must exercise your mind and exercise your will and exercise your emotions and exercise your gifts and exercise your physical strength, your energies, your bodily functions that must be engaged in pursuing God and pursuing God's will for your life and God's work for you to do. You must be engaged in all of this, and that is really what Paul is saying to Timothy here in 2 Timothy 1:6. Stir up the gift of God which is in you. And how do you do that? And we talked about this on the broadcast yesterday, and here's where I'm going to take it up and move on. But how do you do that? Some people think that the way to stir up the gift of God, or to stir up spiritual desires, let's broaden it here a bit, to stir up spiritual desires within you, is to get some kind of an emotional high. The way you do it is to go to church and get pumped up by some pretty lively music. The way to do it is to go to church and get pumped up by testimonies of God's people. The way to do it is to go to church and go to the altar and get stirred up emotionally at the altar. And various things that people look at as the way to do it. That's not what we do. What do we do? Well, and we covered a couple of these on the broadcast yesterday, but the first thing you need to do to stir up spiritual life within you is to read the Word of God with your desire and need in mind. We all know that we can read the Word of God in a pretty perfunctory manner, or we can read it with eagerness, almost with desperation. Well, to stir up the gift of God that is in you, you need to be reading it with great interest and desperation, looking for the help that you need from the Word of God as you read the Word of God. I'm going to confess something to you now. I do that from time to time. I'm going to confess to you that sometimes when I'm reading the Bible, I catch myself wandering. I catch my mind wandering. I catch myself daydreaming. Well, not daydreaming, really, but thinking about something else. I catch my mind going off in some other thought, thinking about something, thinking about some conversation I had with somebody, thinking about something that I did the day before, or something that I need to do today or tomorrow. Even while I'm reading, I can keep right on reading the words on the page, but my mind is flying off in another direction. Whoa! As soon as I realize that, what do? I pull it back, say, shame on you, Greg Barkman. Focus your mind, focus your attention, go back to the point in the reading where your mind wandered off, because that's the point where you stopped receiving any benefit from the Bible. Pray and ask God to help you focus and go back to reading and focusing and concentrating upon the Bible again. And when you need to stir up spiritual desires within you, you need to be focusing particularly upon those parts of God's Word which will help you do that. Ask God to open up His Word to you in such a way that it will stir up spiritual desires. And of course, along with your Bible reading, fervent prayer. And we didn't get to this yesterday, you need to eagerly seek the public ministry of God's Word by others. God uses the preaching of His Word as a powerful tonic, a powerful impetus to our soul. And I'm afraid we get so much of it today, particularly because of Christian radio and the internet and CDs and tapes and all the various things we have. I'm afraid we get so much of it that we don't realize how important it is, and we lose some of the benefit of it. And I want to tell you something. Any way that you can get God's Word into you is good. Read it, study it, read books about it, read commentaries, by all means. Listen to God's Word preached, radio, CDs, any way you can get God's Word into your mind and heart. But the premium way of all is to hear God's Word proclaimed by a preacher while you are a member of that congregation. That is even superior to electronic media. Why is that? I don't know, but I promise you that it is. There's something about that being in the presence, in the congregation, in the presence of the preacher that God has appointed and anointed to preach at that time, and God's Holy Spirit there interacting with you. There's something very powerful about that, or potentially powerful. Now again, it isn't automatically powerful. As we all know, two people can be sitting in the same pew hearing the same message, and one is powerfully impacted, and the other one is not impacted at all. But if you're trying to stir up the gift that is in you, stir up spiritual desires, you need to go to church. I hope you have, by God's grace, a good, solid Bible-preaching church where the pastor preaches God's Word in the power of the Holy Spirit, and you receive benefit from that. And you need to go there specifically with this thought in mind: Lord, I need help. I need stirring up. We might call this revival. Or reviving. Lord, revive my heart, my cold heart. Lord, revive my heart. That's what Paul's saying to Timothy. Stir up the gift of God that is in you. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.